Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopa Shama Kanda Radha Kadi Kadi Gopradhan Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadak Dham Ki Jai Gaurangi Jamuna Tulsi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Kanada Vodi Vaishnava Vrindi Ki Jai Samabhata Bhakti Vrindi Ki Jai Gopra Vinandi All glories to Samadha Bodhis, all glories to Samadha Bodhis, all glories to Samadha Bodhis, all glories to Shri Guru, Shri Guru Rambo, all glories to Shri Guru Rambo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Namo Vishnu Krishna Sarvabhuta Swami Namah. Namaste Saraswata Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvasya Shunyavati Pastavare Pracharane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasi Gauravati Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Guruna, Harina, Nrapa, Vishuddha, Jnana, Vipena, Skurata, Vishvato, Mukam, Sakshat Bhagavatoktena, Guruna, Harina, Nrapa, Vishuddha, Jnana, Vipena, Skurata, Vishvato, Mukam, Directly from Bhagavata by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tena, the instructor, Guruna, spiritual master, Harina, Lord Hari, Nrapa, Poking, Vishuddha, pure Jnana, knowledge, Deepena, by the light of Spurata, enlightening. Vishvata Mukam, all angles of vision. Translation this way, King Malayadvaja attained perfect knowledge because of his pure state. Because of his pure state, he was directly instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, By means of such enlightening transcendental knowledge, you could understand everything from all angles of vision. Purport in this verse, the word sakshat, bhagavatottena, guruna, harina, are very significant. The Supreme Personality of Godhead speaks directly to the individual soul when the devotee is completely purified himself by rendering devotional service to the Lord. Lord Krishna confirmed this in Bhagavad Gita. Tesham sattva yukranam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadati bodhi yogam tamyanam amukhyanti te. Those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. The Lord is the super soul seated in everyone's heart, and he acts as the chaitya, the spiritual master within. Wherever he gives direct instructions only to the advanced spiritual devotees. In the beginning, when a devotee is serious and sincere, the Lord gives him direction from within to approach a bona fide spiritual master when one is trained by the spiritual master according to the regulated principles of devotional service and situated on the platform of spontaneous attachment for the Lord. The Lord also gives instructions from within. Tesham satat yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam. This distinct advantage is obtained by the liberated soul. Having attained this stage, King Maladacha was directly in touch with the Supreme Lord and was receiving instructions from him directly. Text 42, King Maladacha could thus observe the super soul was sitting by his side, and that he, as an individual soul, was sitting by the side of the super soul. Since both were together, there was no need for separate interests. Thus, he ceased from such activities. For a part in the advanced stage of devotional service, the devotee does not see anything separate from his own interests and those of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Both interests become one, for the devotee does not act for a separate interest. Whatever he does in the interest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At that time, he sees everything in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Supreme Personality of Godhead in everything. Having attained this stage of understanding, he sees no distinction between the spiritual and material worlds. In perfect vision, the material world becomes a spiritual world due to its being external energy of the Supreme Lord. For the perfect devotee, the energy and the energetic are non-different. Thus, the so-called material world becomes spiritual. Everything is intended for the service of the Supreme Lord, and the expert devotee can utilize any so-called material thing for the Lord's service. One cannot serve the Lord without being situated on the spiritual platform. Thus, if so-called material thing is dovetailed in the service of the Lord, it is no longer considered material, unless the pure devotee in his perfect vision sees from all angles. Translation, this when King Malaya Vajja attained perfect knowledge because of his pure state. He was directly instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead by means of such enlightened transcendental knowledge. Everything from all angles of vision. King Malayadavaji could thus observe that the super soul was sitting by his side, and he is the individual soul was sitting by the side of the super soul. Since both were together, there was no need for a separate interest, thus he ceased from such activities. So these verses are describing the position of King Malayadavaji, who was the husband of King Bharanj, King Bharanjanu, who had incarnated in another body as a woman, and was the wife of the king. And as the story goes here, the king retired from family life and went up into the mountains and did austerities and as a vanaprastha, and ultimately performed devotion to the Supreme Lord. And in this way he advanced. So this verse says that he actually developed a vision of the Lord, and or at least he got pure knowledge of the Supreme Lord, Visuddha Jnana, by which he could see things in a completely different way from a materialist. And he was actually instructed by the Supreme Lord, who acted as his guru. So in other words, he had reached a very high state of advancement in bhakti. Of course, we know that the super soul or paramatma is directly involved with the guidance of the living entity. But we also know that Bhagavan is a higher entity. And if one gets instructions from Bhagavan, then one is considered to be very advanced.
more than if he has instructions from Paramatma. So here it says Bhagavata Uttena. These instructions were given by the Supreme Lord. And so through this he got proper knowledge. So what type of knowledge did he get? Not only he got a knowledge that you're not the material body, but he got a special pure knowledge, Visuddha Jnana, which means he got particular knowledge about the Supreme Lord and his identity in relation to the jiva, not just general Brahman knowledge or knowledge of Paramatma. So in this way, the verse is describing the great advancement of that king. Of course, the whole incident is allegorical, but story is to show how this king was very spiritually advanced. This is in comparison to Paranjan, who was not very spiritually advanced because he died thinking of his wife. And here we find Maladwaja is, he renounced his kingdom and went off into the mountains and did austerities and meditated on the Supreme Lord. So he reached a high state of detachment from the material world and also a great attachment to the Supreme Lord. So both things were there. And in this way, he could see things in a completely different way. This is described in the next verse. He understood the presence of the Supreme Lord everywhere, and when he saw things in the material world, he did not see them in an ordinary way because of understanding the Supreme Lord. So, understand that Bhagavan actually is the source of all Shaktis. And because of that, in one sense, we cannot say that one Shakti is bad or inferior. So even though Maya Shakti is for us, we consider it to be a big problem, because it comes from the Supreme Lord, therefore we cannot really criticize it. Of course, the spiritual Shaktis we praise, but usually we criticize Maya. But we have to understand this is also the energy of the Supreme Lord. So in our philosophy, we have Abheda, everything is one with the Supreme Lord, even material energy and the Jiva in the material world. It's all part of the Supreme Lord. There's another way of looking at this, of course, and that is to see, yes, Brahman is one. That is not the vision of the devotee. So, of course, when the Jnani sees everything as one, he sees everything as one without distinction, and without qualities, and only one entity, Brahman. So that type of oneness is not the oneness that the devotee sees. When the devotee sees oneness, everything in the Lord, and the Lord in everything, he sees that matter is there, spiritual world is there, forms are there in the material world and the spiritual world. He sees varieties. At the same time, he also sees oneness. So, of course, for persons like the Mayavadis, this is rather contradictory. How can there be oneness if we have differences? So, of course, our philosophy says because Shakti and the source of Shakti are non-different, therefore, in that sense, there is oneness. That, of course, is philosophical. So how does the devotee see oneness? So that, of course, is explained elsewhere. We see in the description of the Uttama Adhikari in the 11th canto. Again, we see similar verses of how the devotee sees oneness, everything in the Lord and everything. Well, this looks a little personal. How can one devotee who realizes Bhagavan, why is he seeing oneness? So it is a little bit different, and that is described by our acharyas. It is the same mood as the great devotees in ecstasy when they see things such as the rivers or the trees. When the gopis see the rivers and the trees and the rocks, they see them all related to prema of Krishna. So they'll see the rocks melting because of prema of Krishna. They'll see the rivers agitated because of prema. They'll see the trees bearing fruit out of prema for Krishna. So they see everything in relation to service to the Lord, even material things. So as Prabhupada said here, when we engage things spiritually, they are no longer material. That means they no longer have material effects on us. When we see things in relation to our own enjoyment, then we get negative effects of bondage and karma and desire, etc. When we see things in relation to the Lord's service, we are free of that. So in this sense, it is the objects become completely different or spiritualized. This is how the devotee will see everything in relation to the Supreme Lord. In the spiritual world, the devotee will not have that problem at all in the sense of difference, because everything is automatically spiritual. The rocks and the trees are all spiritual, not material. They're a completely different substance. And still, he'll see them in relation to service to the Supreme Lord. But even things in the material world, which are actually achit, even those things he will see as servants of the Supreme Lord, due to his spiritual vision. So Maya Dvaja developed this type of vision in which he could see things related to the Supreme Lord in the material world. So this is different from the Jnani seeing oneness in the sense everything is Brahman and nothing else exists, and therefore the material world is illusion. It's different from that concept of oneness. And it's also different from the Paramatma yogis, who may see everything as related to Paramatma. This, of course, is a little advanced over the Jnani vision, but still, it is not up to the level of seeing everything in relation to service of the Lord. That is the position of the devotee. So the yogi may see everything in relation to Paramatma. Everything comes from Paramatma. Everything goes into Paramatma. Paramatma is the source of material world, etc. But the devotee sees everything in relation to devotion. So that is how the devotee sees oneness. So the devotee who develops that vision, of course, is on a very high level. We see that the gopis had that vision. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he's in Puri, he would look at the clouds and immediately think of Krishna's color, or he'd look at the sand dunes and think of Govardhan Hill. And then he would enter into pastimes of the Supreme Lord on Govardhan Hill, etc. So that is the vision of the devotee. So that's a very advanced type of devotional service. And this is the quality of the Uttamadhikari, one who has realization of the Supreme Lord. So those who are less advanced, the Madhyamas and the Kanishkas, don't have that similar type of vision. Philosophically, of course, they have an understanding of Achintabheda Veda Tattva, but they don't directly see things in relation to the Supreme Lord as the Uttamadhikari will. But, of course, that becomes the realization later on through development of their service, if they practice bhakti according to the authorized method. Then they will also have that type of vision eventually when they're qualified. So the path of bhakti through parampara will give that type of vision. If we follow other paths, jnana or yoga, we will not get the same vision. So this is particularly the path of realization for the devotees of the Lord, those who practice bhakti, and not for the others. So this story shows that Mala Dvaja was a great devotee of the Lord, because he came to that stage of Uttam Adhikari, where he could see everything in relation to the Supreme Lord. So we should not think that he was a yogi or a jnani or whatnot. He was actually a devotee of the Lord. Consequently, because of that vision, he had no interest in the material world. He gave up all interest in the material activities. No vision of enjoying the material world. So he was highly qualified. Well, Paramatma gives general instructions for all living entities. Of course, they don't listen. And if one practices bhakti, then as the devotee advances, the Lord Himself gives instructions on how to advance in bhakti, rather than general instructions in the material world, general spiritual guidance. The Bhagavan will actually give instructions on how to advance on the path of bhakti.
But
aren't
they the same person?
Who?
Paramatma.
Well, Paramatma is the Mahavishnu and whatever. Yeah, in one sense the same because Supreme Lord. But the functions are limited. So Paramatma functions to create and destroy and witness the material world and monitor the material world. Bhagavan is there to develop pastimes with the devotees. So his interest is different. But that is why I said Paramatma gives general instructions, whereas Bhagavan gives particular instructions for the path of bhakti. Well, for the devotee, it ultimately means Bhagavan rather than Paramatma. In the beginning stages, of course, simply to get her general directions in spiritual life, then of course Paramatma can function. But then to actually develop on the path of bhakti, then it's Bhagavan.
Thank you.